clear.
Auto connecting.
Node number 9126.
Welcome to the Long Island Mobile Amateur Radio Club repeater system. Node number 9126 on the New England reflector.
Link active.
W2VL repeater.
Good morning. The time is 5 a.m. Net tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL Amateur Radio Repeater System.
WB2CMF Mobile. WB2CMF Mobile. KB2CWC, you on the air, Pat?
Like I said, I couldn't even get through to Andy. I get the same thing.
Which is a heck of a thing. If I needed to get in touch with them, I can't. You know? So they better resolve that quickly. That's happened once before to me. And, you know, I think they resolved it in a day or two. But it's still a heck of a thing, you know? I think they monitor these things.
Well, I guess they monitor, you know, randomly, but, you know, unless there's a problem or someone reports it, you know, it goes unseen, you know, and I don't know. You know, I'm probably going to drop on it this year, you know, starting to cut down my expenses. You know, there's no need for it. I got Optimum Voice now with triple play, you know. It's just redundancy that I don't need. You know, you figure I got Vonage, I got Optimum Voice, and four cell phones. You know, that's a lot. So time to cut that one out.
Yeah, especially if you don't use it all that much. I'm probably the only one that calls you on that line.
Yeah, I've been weaning off of it, and so sometimes Mom calls me on that line. I don't understand why. It's not programmed, so every once in a while she calls me on that line. But yeah, now at this point, almost everybody knows not to use that line. And, you know, I'll have to rewire that part, you know, because, you know, that's in the kitchen, you know. We tend to use it only because it's there. I'll have to rewire it, and then that's it, disconnected. Maybe next month, you know. I'm not in a big rush, but it's on the list of things to do. KD2C, WZWB2, CMF Mobile.
WZWB2, CMF Mobile, KD2C, WZ. Alright. How's the audio? I know last week you were saying it was very low.
This machine really loud. This repeater's always had good audio, and even the link is, I think Eric did something to it. It seems as it did before.
Yeah, that's why I always suspected that it was more the repeater than the mic here. But yeah, I think, I think Steve's up on 440 and Rich UPS. They're up there right now. So I mean, all right, let me call you on, so it's not to disturb them. Let me call you on 2 meters this morning.
No problem. You know, I'm running a little bit behind, you know, and I just couldn't get going today. You know, it's a dreary Monday morning. You know, you just don't feel like getting out there. You know, there's no incentive.
Hey, at least it's not raining. You know, it looks like it hasn't rained for a while. Cause it looks like everything's drying up a little bit, which is good because the landscape has come on Monday, so I get my grass cut this morning. But it is growing, let me tell you. You could almost hear it grow.
Yeah, I looked in the back on Saturday. I was cleaning up some twigs that had fallen and all that. And yeah, I got to cut the grass in the back. You know, I was going to do it, but you know, I ran out of time. And, you know, so I didn't get around to it. And of course, yesterday it was raining. So, and of course, it's too wet today. And tomorrow, maybe Wednesday, I'll get out there, use the new lawnmower for the first time. So, not that I'm looking forward to that, but, you know, it's something new. KD2CWZ, WB2CMF.
All right, WB2CMF, KD2CWZ. Andy was telling me, I don't remember if I, no, I don't think I just talked to you yesterday. Yeah, he went in and checked out the house. No broken pipes, which I'm happy to report. Yeah, I was really worried because that one spell in, what was it, January, February, said it went down to like 15 below zero, not counting the wind chill. That always worries me, you know. But he said he turned on the water, closed all the faucets and everything because I had everything open, and no broken pipes. So It survived another winter.
Well, that's always a plus, you know. If you ever do get up there this year, you know, you won't have to worry about that. And, I don't know, maybe I'll take a ride up there, I don't know, next 2-3 weeks, to try to fix that phone line for you. Did Andy say whether, you know, when he disconnected the computer, it started working?
Well, he could have checked it with the computer line. He just, you know, unplugged it, plugged it back in a couple of times. The regular phone, when he first picked it up, it was dead. So he did the same thing. He unplugged it, plugged it back in, and then he got a dial tone. As I say, it's got to be some corrosion on it. And I know he opened up the box outside, and there is corrosion in the box. I think last year I tried to scrape off as much as I could with the screwdriver, and then I think I threw some penetrating oil on it just to coat it, and it worked. You know, worst comes to worst, I'll just have to call them. I do have a wire maintenance charge. If I can't get it working, then I'll have to give them a call. But somebody's got to be there for that.
Okay. Well, it would be nice if you can schedule that when they're doing the waste line, because I'm assuming that Andy will be there most of the day. That would be ideal.
Yeah, you know, I hate to bother him with that, but, you know, I may not have a choice. In fact, I may tell him to just disconnect the regular phone line and just leave the computer line connected. Because I don't need that phone to work right now since I'm not up there. And see if that makes a difference.
Okay. Boy, I can tell school's back in. Keep getting stuck behind school buses. And, you know, I'm running a little bit behind, so the schedule is a little bit behind. It's amazing, 5 minutes either way, you run into different traffic patterns. Got caught behind 2 school buses already.
Yeah, my favorite. I used to dread when school was in session, just for that one reason. And you're right, 5 minutes makes all the difference in the world.
Yeah, not that there's much to do with. Oh, we are working on a proposal at work, so, you know, I haven't done that in a while, so it's a little bit refreshing, you know. Makes the morning go by a little bit quicker.
WB2CMF Mobile, KD2CWC.
Yeah, I'm sure. Hey, it gives you something to do, huh? Other than trying to get that other thing working for the lock field thing.
Yeah, I'm working on one of the TNCs. It's coming along.
Oh, that's good to hear. I'm sure eventually you'll figure it out and get it up and running again.
Well, I got the receive side working. The transmit side, I still can't get it to transmit properly. I suspect a bad chip, which I ordered some, should be in tomorrow. You know, one of the problems is, well, two of the problems. One is that it's really old stuff that you're working on from the 90s, you know. It's not supported anymore. And the second problem is I'm working on something that somebody else already worked on. So, you know, I'm trying to figure out, okay, well, what changes did they make? What cunts and jumpers did they put in? And then figure out backwards, okay, well, what was their intent? And is it working or not? So, it's coming along. I'm hoping within another week, we'll see. I'm right at the 7-Eleven. I will be back in a few minutes. KD2CWZ, WB2CMF Mobile.
Perfect timing. I gotta go take a pill anyway. So I'll catch you on the other side.
KD2CMF WZ, WB2CMS.
2CMF, KB2CWZ. Nah, that wasn't too bad. I guess the line wasn't too long.
I said, we just in front of the crowd. As I walked in, there was a, well, the landscape was pulled in, so about five or six of the landscapes walked in behind me, so I lucked out. Anyway, you know, one mistake I made with the TNCs, you know, when I was up at the site, you know, to pull the one I'm working on, we have a spare one up there. Jack says, you know, why don't you take that just in case you need it? I said, nah, don't worry about it. Chances are, I know it's the board. Meanwhile, the TNC itself, I think, is bad too. So at some point, I'll have to make another trip up to the site.
Okay, that's unfortunate. Oh, well. Yeah, the doctor Saturday, they put me on an antibiotic. On top of everything else, now my white blood count is going low, so they're worried about infections. And naturally, you know, keep away from people. You know, I just keep in these restrictions, just, you know, for my own good. Especially if I know somebody's got a cold, keep away from them. That's what they're telling me. So, in fact, I'll find out probably Friday how long I have to stay on that. Because the doctor on Saturday, he only wrote a prescription for a 10-day supply. I'll find out probably Friday if they're going to continue that or not.
By the way, did Cheryl bring over that razor? Because I gave her the razor and a powder stick.
Yes, she did. It looks like it's brand new. Looks like it was never even opened. You know, I got to read it because I've never used an electric razor. And they don't want me to use, a razor because they're afraid if I get cut, it's not going to stop bleeding. But I got to read up on how to even use it.
Okay, yeah, that's brand new. I've had it in the closet for a couple of years now. It's equivalent to the same model that I use. I think this has a charging stand where mine has a plug. But you'll enjoy it. And the powder stick, of course, you know, that's hard to find. I get mine on Amazon, I think. So try it.
I may do it today because I really need to shave. I'll read up. How long do those powder sticks last?
Mine will last me months. You know, I buy them in a five pack, a five or six pack, I forget which, from Amazon because they're a little bit harder to find. I think they're the Remington powder sticks, which I kind of like. But they'll last you months.
Okay. Yeah, I remember Dad used the cornstarch, which was messy, you know. All right, yes. Probably, like I said, today I'll open it up, I'll read up on it, and I'll have to start using that, get used to that. Like Jenny's all worried. She went into work today. She says, wait till I get home if you're going to shave. This way, if you cut yourself on here, don't worry about it.
Well, just hang in there. I'm at work right now, so I'll make this my last day, 7-3. Try to have a nice day. I know you're not up to doing much, but, you know, just try to rest, I guess. And I'll talk to you tonight. KB2CWZ, WB2CMF, Mobile, be claiming your final, 7-3.
Right, Pat. Yeah, maybe later I'll go down. I'll try to work on that cold plug. I'll let you know if I do or not. Have a great day. Don't work too hard, and maybe I'll catch you in the afternoon. I'll talk to you later. 73, WB2CMF, KB2CWZ is clear.
To YFK Mobile, listening.
just headed out. So, hope it's doing well.
Yeah, the weather's the same here. I'm starting to lose altitude and be running parallel to the river. And I know I'll be noisy soon, so let me know, but I'll sign when that happens. Anyway, we had a good weekend. Didn't get any success at all, but did do a lot of other things which were fun and good. Even got a little bit of work done. Anyway, it's mostly green here in southern Westchester.
Totally understandable. The noise is fine. It's not that much. But, yeah, it was a good weekend. Well, Saturday was good anyway. Yesterday was a little rainy. On and off, not nice. But, you know, they had the Long Island Marathon in the rain. Me, I was working. So I don't know how it went. But, Saturday was nice. That's the thing. Let me send it back to you. KC2YSK.
KC2KKS. Yeah, and I got the usual honeydew stuff. And, we went out, met friends for, dinner on Saturday, went to a, concert in the city. And, yesterday we met with friends from Connecticut, so it was nice. And, we have a new puppy in our house who's, growing leaps and bounds, weighed in at 27 pounds at her most recent vet visit, and, she's been a lot of fun. And, I think we're good. Anyway, maybe next weekend I know it's Mother's Day, but maybe we'll see a little HF this time. How about you? Any HF recently?
I haven't used the HF portion of my radio in a while. I need to tighten up the antenna. From the winter, it's sagging a little bit. The dipole. It works, but I just have been kind of busy. Saturday, a friend of mine in Limar came over with his drone, and I gave him some hints and help because he was having trouble figuring out how to use it properly. So that was fun. I have the same one, so it was easy. And, yeah, we're going into the city for Mother's Day to see a show. Talk Everlasting or something like that. I have no idea what it's about, but that's what my wife wants to see. So that's what we're seeing. But it should be fun.
Very good. With two drones, that's dipole up quite high. What do you think, Jay? Maybe not long enough to do too many contacts.
Hold that deep, Peter. You were a little bit noisy on that last transmission. Can you do it again?
I said with two drones, quite high. Make better contact, but perhaps not to me.
You were talking about that because with my big drone, it can lift fairly amount, you know, substantial amount of weight. I could definitely get a long wire up to the top of the trees easily. So, maybe something to think of if I have to switch antennas.
Yeah. Invent some new technology to have a Bluetooth antenna or something.
If you could use like a hot air balloon, like a weather balloon, and just tether it, you know, put it up about 100 feet with a long wire run, and there you go. It's kind of like stationary if it's tethered, and you get a decent random wire antenna out of the deal.
Yeah,
that last transmission. I did hear your voice, but that was about it. Is 440 any better for you?